Hello and welcome to Curdcast, the podcast for people who like to eat cheese. I am your host, Jen Mason, and with me today is Fireball Julie Fayfan Balzer. Hello, Julie.
I'm a fire.
All right. Yes, a fireball, a fireballzer. So we have a fun box for us to eat through today. This isn't a box for shy people who don't like flavor. This is a fun box. I'm really excited for you to try this. And it's nutty and it's spicy and seasoned and sweet and all those good things. So I think, let's see, which of these cheeses shall we start with? I would like to start with today, one of my favorites, by Beehive, which is the Big John Cajun. And we've had this before. We've had this in a flex box. And
I remember Beehive, my rind on, I think, because mm-hmm. we had it before. Mm.
So the rind comes from, was inspired by and named after a local Utah chef who brought the spice rub over. He must have known that this company makes one cheddar and then changes it up by rubbing different fun things on its rind. He said, you should rub this Cajun seasoning on the cheese, and they did, and then they named it after him. So Big John's Cajun is for John Dearman, a local Utah chef. And what I like about it is every bite is different. This is definitely a rind you want to eat because it's actually not a rind. It is a rind. It technically is the rind. It's on the outside, but it's like the dressing on this cheese. Sometimes I get a bite and it's just spicy. Sometimes I get a bite and I get like celery seed. It's different every time. It's got some heat, and then you eat the other side of the cheese, which doesn't have the heat, which cools off the heat, and then you want the heat again. Mm. And it's a nice sort of, it's a warming kind of heat. It's not like, it's not a buffalo wings, you know, five
it's
star
heat. In the back of your throat, not on the tip of your tongue, is the way I would put it.
Exactly. So I can still taste things.
And the nice thing is it's almost like it brings its cooling system down, you know, with it, because normally if you eat something hot, they say like have dairy, drink dairy, eat a piece of yogurt. And so this, like, the cheese acts as that. So even though it's intense, it's such a small amount percentage wise that it's like you get the kick and then you finish it with something that helps it cool.
Exactly. So we're getting this one from sort of seasonings here. Our next cheese I want to go to. And by the way, that one is a 6 month. It's cow's milk. It's vegetarian. Made in Utah. So the next one I want to talk about is we're gonna go to the Netherlands, and we're going to have some Beemster. Beemster is a company that takes great pride in its cows and how they keep their cows. And this is garlic.
Mmm. This cheese surprised me.
Right?
Not what I expected.
This is a cheese that if you sliced it on a sandwich, like a deli sandwich, and you put some on there, you'd be like, where's the garlic coming from?
It's so good.
Because you taste the cheese and you taste the garlic. And while they go together, they also, your like brain is a little bit like, I don't understand how this is working. But garlic is a great way. So we're talking about great balls of fire, things that are spicy. Mm. And garlic's got some heat to it. But this is, again, it's not, you know, it's not loud heat. It's like a flavor, really flavorful heat. This is a younger, this is just a 1 month. So we're talking a young Gouda, like mine's been sitting out for the hour, and it is like, and even when you put it in your mouth, it just like, it almost melts on contact.
Yeah. It's so much softer. When I think of a Gouda, I definitely think of something firmer. That's what I mean. I was surprised on several levels, both by like the garlic in it took me a little bit by surprise, but also just the flexibility. Like it almost is the consistency of like, this is, it's not the same, but like sort of like string cheese, meaning like it's that kind of soft.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It is super soft. It's really fun. And the reason it's soft, it's young. So it hasn't aged and dried. You haven't had it, the cheese dry more. So it still has more moisture in it. the older a cheese or a Gouda gets, the drier it will become. And that's what makes it intensify and all that stuff. So really fun cheese, made in Holland, and another cow's milk cheese. And they use a brine, and their brine can be traced back to the mother brine from their farm-owned co-op, which was founded in 1901. So they're using a little bit of their brine, and so they're, you know, it's very much like a sourdough starter kind mm-hmm. of thing. All right, I think we'll do our last one. Will be our spiciest cheese. This is called Harlech. It's from Summerdale.
It has all these little. Mm. I mean, you can see the herbs in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's got horseradish and parsley. So again, we have sort of the peppery taste in Cajun, garlic taste, and now we've got a horseradish spicy. So you just know, trying to get you to think about spice, not you specifically, Julie, but everybody.
Well, it's so interesting because I wouldn't ever call this cheese spicy. And yet right? You called it the most spicy. And well, so that just makes me think of like how we all think of spice so differently. Right?
Yeah, yeah, very true. I mean, there are a lot of people who don't like horseradish, Japanese or not Japanese horseradish, because of its spice. And I kind of don't think of any of these as terribly spicy. There are definitely cheeses with chilies in them that are like, whoa, that I don't know how much of that I can eat. But I think of the horseradish as sort of the most the one that if people thought about a horseradish cheese that they would be most like worried about eating out of these three. So this is the spiciest one, I think, in these three, but I don't know. Do you find one of the other ones more spicy? Yeah,
I completely disagree. Cause I would say for me and my taste, mm-hmm. like Big John's mm-hmm. Cajun, definitely to me, it's like, that's where I feel heat. That's when I'd be like, oh, this is spicy. Sure. Do you know what I mean? Whereas when I eat is it Harlech?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harlech.
When I eat that, to me, it just feels like a creamy cheese that has mm-hmm. a flavor, which is horseradish-esque. And like, I think maybe because Passover just happened and I did just mm-hmm. eat a big clump of horseradish, it doesn't feel that spicy because I've had horseradish out of the jar.
I love horseradish. And it's funny because this one does remind me of Passover. But not in I don't know. Maybe I just don't eat enough horseradish. That's not, it's either on a roast beef sandwich or it's Passover. Like those are the only times I eat horseradish. This is a really fun cheese too. And still isn't going to like offend people who don't like spicy food. Like, so I really want people to think about like, you can add flavor mm-hmm. without, and still have everybody like your cheese board.
It's also like, I think this is interesting because so often you and I agree about the way that things taste or how to describe them. Yeah. And this is the fun of eating food with someone. It's just like going to a museum with someone or seeing a movie with someone is I actually find it more interesting when you have a different opinion about it than when you mm-hmm. have the same opinion, because then there's a discussion and there's sort of a give and take. And there's a thought about like, well, what does that really mean? And how does that change? And I don't know. So I'm really excited. I feel like, and now I know we have different ideas of spice. I love it.
Excellent. Okay, so let's work our way around. Let's see, what should we do? I'm actually going to end with the honey. So let's do our seasoned pretzels next. So these are made by East Shore Mustard. And I have a love-hate relationship with pretzel sticks in general. Because at first I start to eat them and I go, oh, it's the plain ones. So we're talking plain ones. These are not plain. And then I kind of get addicted to them. What I love about these is I never get the, oh, these are just sort of plain pretzels. And they really started making pretzels because they make mustard and they needed something to dip in the mustard so that people could sample it. But I love these seasoned pretzels. I think there's no reason to have plain ones when you can have these.
It's interesting when you said that they were made by a mustard company. That's why I looked at the back of the packages. I was like, is there mustard in these? And I'm just not tasting it.
Nope. Just seasoned.
Yum.
Just really nice seasoned. It has, and they make all different flavors. But these go, they make a sweet and spicy sort of tangy mustard. that these are really good with. It's just, it's not boring. It's just not boring, which is fun. Yeah, and I like all their mustards as well, but I just love these pretzels. These are easily snackable. In fact, I wouldn't open them until just before the party if I was putting these on a cheese board.
Can I tell you the secret thing that I like to eat with pretzel sticks?
Yes.
I think pretzel sticks are really good with cottage cheese.
Mm.
And so
I've never tried that.
This is something I started doing when I lived in New York and I worked in the theater and I used to like work a job during the day and then go to rehearsal at night. And sometimes I have to pick up something really fast at a deli and I didn't want to wait in the sandwich line or, you know, salad bar, like tired at the end of the day. So, and I didn't have a lot of money. So I would just buy like a thing of cottage cheese and a thing of pretzel sticks. And then that's the dinner. Fun. And I just got addicted to it. So everybody should try that.
I'm going to give it a try. Perfect. Excellent. And it's another cheese.
It is.
I like it. Okay. So, what I would like to try now is, and we're going to end with the honey. So let's try our nuts. These are by Giddy Up Nuts. A hint of cinnamon.
Ooh, spicy.
And a nice kick. It's cayenne. Another flavor. And these are going to be fun when we can start pairing. If these are feeling spicy to you, remember, we have a plate full of dairy to eat with these.
True.
And this is more of like this. It's funny. The cinnamon and the cayenne together is like having this dance in the middle of my mouth. Like the Big John's was sort of in the back of your mouth. This is like really interesting dance. So these are made, like I said, by Giddy Up. It's in California. And they're GMO-free, gluten-free, never artificial flavors or coloring. It honestly, they taste to me like, if I showed up at a party, you could be like, did you make these nuts? Do you know how to make this? They taste loved. Like,
they're delicious.
Handmade and loved. They're really, really great.
And, I know, I can't stop eating them.
All right, one last thing to try, and then we can start pairing some stuff together because I'm really interested in seeing what you think about how these pair and which you pair together. So last thing we have here is our, I have my tiny mini honey dipper, but I'm going to use my spoon instead, is a palmetto honey. And I wanted to add something sweet in here, similar to, I just picked it up with the sticky part of, I needed a napkin, the sticky part of the spoon.
That is a nice honey. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, if you don't eat honey a lot, when you go to have a honey, you'll be like, oh yeah, it tastes like honey. It's not until you try like two or three honeys together that you really understand how different they can be.
Will you talk a little bit about raw honey? Because I noticed on the jar it says raw honey. It's like, okay, so I think there's pasteurized and raw or something like that.
Exactly, yeah. I can't get into too many specifics because it's, I don't know much about the processing, but what I know about raw honey, and especially here's the trick. If you suffer from allergies and you don't have any, there's no like bee allergies, you're safe for you to eat honey, but you suffer from like maybe like seasonal outdoor allergies. One of the things they, say to do is to find a locally made honey, raw honey, and use that in your tea, use that, and it will help with your allergies. I don't know exactly how it works, but I know at our store, we always have people who are like, oh good, it's raw honey, but it's local. It's from this general area in Massachusetts because, you know, they have trouble with the seasonal allergies and this helps them. But what I like about it, go ahead.
In my totally unscientific opinion, I'm just going to say exactly why that works.
Okay.
Which is, so you know how eucalyptus is poisonous to almost all animals, but koalas can eat it. And one of the things is that mom koalas eat the eucalyptus and then basically poop it out and the babies eat the poop.
Oh, interesting.
Right. And so
interesting
that's how
things you learn on curve
I
tests.
know. So that's how they learn. That's how their bodies are able to process eucalyptus is because it was processed through their mother system first. So I'm wondering if by the bees processing the pollen, essentially, and then we eat the honey, it allows our bodies, because it's gone through this third party, to sort of process. And we don't even have to eat koala poop in order to get there.
And that is the lesson of today's CurdCast, brought to you by koala poop.
There you go.
Very likely. And to stay on the subject of honey, but not koalas, the reason I wanted to, when we were putting this together, so we knew these were going to have some sort of spicy, like, even though it's great balls of fire, it is not like, I think you could walk away from this and not feel like you just had a plate of buffalo wings. But the honey is a nice sort of savory sweet. I wanted to add sweet. We already have dairy in here, which can cool the heat, even though it's bringing the heat too. And then the honey adds a sweetness, but it's not like adding chocolate or caramel. It's not going to affect the flavor. We have, you know, Nashville hot chicken. We have honey and chicken and waffles, and we have honey sweet. So honey is kind of used a lot in savory dishes to just add sort of another layer, you know, the sweet, salty, sour, fat kind of thing. So yeah, I'm excited to see what you think about the honey with the different pairings. Even,
you know,
like,
even though this is called Great Balls of Fire, I don't even think it's as spicy as like some previous boxes we've had. Like even the grilled cheese box has some stuff that was spicier. Or when we had the jackfruit, like that was spicier than this.
Exactly. Well, and part of that was on purpose. One, we knew this was following. So last month's box was hot and melty, and it was spicy. And also because we were going to make a whole box that, with the exception of the honey, everything in here has some level of heat. Even if it's a very mild heat, it's got some level of heat versus the other flavor profiles. And so in doing that, we didn't want it to be this like thing that would be, we wanted to show you could do heat and like everybody can like it. It's kind of what we thought, but it's definitely flavorful. It's not a boring box.
So good.
So what have you tried so far?
Well, can I confess that I've already dipped like four different things in the honey? So I dipped the Harlech in the honey. I dipped one of the nuts in the honey. I dipped the Big John's Cajun in the honey, and now I'm on to the Beemster in the honey. Everything is good in the honey.
Wow, the Big John's Cajun. It like rounds it out in a way.
Try the Beemster in the honey. That one's surprising to me. It's the only one where I didn't taste the honey first.
Oh, all right. Oh, wow, you're right.
Interesting.
Oh, man. But again, it sort of dances around. You taste the garlic and you taste the honey, then you taste the garlic and you taste garlic honey, and then taste honey garlic. Yeah.
The really nuts great. With the Harlech, so good. Oh, it's all good. This is another great box, Jem. Yum.
Well, I'd like to take credit for it, but our friends who make the cheese and make the pretzels and are making us good food for us to try. I'm very excited. I'm headed out to Italy tomorrow, and I'm going to get to try the Italians' version of the fancy food show. And I hope we'll find some things we can put in future boxes or use at our store. But it's always fun to try new foods and see what makers are putting out there for us. Oh, the pretzel and the honey. It's like a whole other pretzel.
Or is it like France and Italy? Like, do they have a lot of unpasteurized cheeses?
Yes. Kind of everybody has more unpasteurized cheeses than we have. But, or they have them. They have more because they allow it at a younger age. So we can do unpasteurized raw cheeses that are over 60 days. So things like brie styles, we can't do with raw milk here in the US. Well, you make it with raw. Well, the reason you can't make it with raw milk is because you eat that cheese before it's 60 days old. It's a younger cheese, you eat it sooner, as opposed to like a 12-month-old Gouda. Which has 12 months. So yes, there definitely are more items like that, but I'm really excited to see what it's like there, and we'll be putting some stuff up on our Instagram and social media, and probably some blog posts over time, so you can see what Europe is doing, or Italy specifically, with their fancy foods and their makers. But until then, we just have this entire delicious board to eat, and if you want to eat along with us next time, you just need to go to curdbox.com. We have two boxes. This is our original box. We also own Curdbox Flex, which is gluten-free, vegetarian, and nut-free. And you won't miss any of those things, because we make sure it still feels like the most delicious cheese board you had that month. And you can go to curdbox.com and get your own. Julie, thank you so much for doing great balls of fire with me today, and for trying everything dipped in honey. If you guys want to follow Julie, you can find her at What Julie Ate. Let's see, our lovely food, our cheeses. Let's start with cheeses. You can find Harlech by Somerdale at Somerdale Cheese, S-O-M-E-R. And at Beamster Cheese, you can find out more about all of the cheeses that Beamster makes. So much fun they're doing in Holland. Our friends at Beehive Cheese, that's where you can find more about Tea Hive and Sea Hive and Big John's Cajun and so many great cheeses. Our Saw Palmetto Honey is by the fantastic Savannah Bee Company. Definitely check them out. They're in Georgia. They don't just make one kind of honey. They have multiple kinds. So check them out. And the Giddy Up Nuts, which are delicious dipped in the honey, come from Giddy Up Nuts. And our dipping pretzels come from at East Shore Specialty Foods. And you can follow us at Curdbox, or go get your own Curdbox at curdbox.com. And we'll see everybody next month. Julie, thanks so much for dipping things in honey with me this month. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.